Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Your actions tell a profound story about your eternal destiny. Every choice you make shapes more than just your present. It echoes into eternity. This truth is powerfully captured in two key biblical principles: the certainty of judgment and the transformative power of faith. While it is appointed for all to die once, and after that judgment, our response to Christ's message can fundamentally alter our trajectory. This isn't merely about performing good deeds or accumulating religious credits. It's about a deep transformation that begins with faith and manifests through our actions. Like signposts on a road, our actions point to our ultimate destination. In today's message titled, Your Actions Reveal Your Future, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares a powerful reminder that we have the power to choose the direction of our lives. Let's join in.
There is future judgment. Bible says it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. That's recorded in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And again, in John chapter 5, verse 24, the Bible says, Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Hallelujah. So a future time is coming when God will pour out his wrath on all the earth. That's his anger on all the earth. For the great day of his wrath has come. And who is able to stand? That's Revelation chapter 6 verse 17. His anger has come. That's what the Bible says. So my friend, your actions will actually reveal your future, which means, are you believing what the Bible is saying or you are not? I hate to be in that moment where you realize everything I have lived for and worked for was worthless. Earthly life is not all there is to our existence. It's so important because this life will pass away. And according to the Bible, man is sinful. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's what the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Let me repeat that. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So even in the context of the natural world, evil invites negative consequences and disaster. In eternity, judgment on ungodliness is absolutely guaranteed, my friend. There is judgment coming. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. You see, this is what is recorded in Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. But my friend, it's a different story for the believer. The believer in Christ will stand with joy before the throne of God. We participate in the joy of the Lord when we stand before him. You see, with the believer in God, you know what your future stands. And the unbeliever, from what I have read, also your future, the way it stands, you know it. But what I have read to you, the believer is a different story altogether. We participate in the joy of the Lord when we stand before him. The Bible says that the Lord will say, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 25 verse 21. We share in his joy, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. So most people say when we stand before the throne, there's going to be terror, it's going to be fear, you are going to be judged. But for the person who is a believer in Christ, you are going to have joy standing before the throne. We say, well done, you good and faithful servant. Not because you deserve it, not because you did everything right, but because Jesus totally washed away your sin. There is no more atonement for your sin. He's already forgiven all of your sin, past, present, and future. And for the believer, when you stand before the Lord, there is actually going to be joy. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We know this scripture off by heart in John chapter 3, verse 16. So the gospel is good news indeed, my friend. God so really, so richly loved the world in giving his Son for the world. What an amazing grace that the great God should love such a worthless world. He has given us Christ to receive him as our Lord and Savior. And here is the great beauty of the gospel, that whoever believes in Christ shall not perish but have everlasting life. So your actions will actually determine your future. Your actions reveal your future. To believe in Christ means to have faith in Jesus Christ, that he is God, and that he saves you by his crucifixion. My friend, if you continue to believe that you can somehow earn your salvation, you have never been truly born again. However, when you truly place your faith in him, you receive his gift of eternal life. Eternal life is something that all born-again believers possess. If you truly place your faith in him, you receive his gift of eternal life, which is also everlasting life. Eternal life is something that all born-again believers possess. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. So you see the condemnation that's present now and in the future, and that depends on whether you believe or not. So your actions will actually reveal your future. This shows the joy of all true believers. He who believes in him is not condemned, though they have been sinners. If you are a believer, you had been a sinner before, yet they aren't dealt with according to what their sins deserve. Oh, that's a joy, my friend. While Jesus says that all judgment has been committed to him, he assures us that he did not come to earth to judge us, but to save us. What that means is that we are already forgiven. When we place our faith in Jesus, we are accepting that he has already fully and successfully taken our punishment upon himself. Think about that. Standing before God Almighty and all the wrong things you did, all the stupid things you did, all the evil things that we have done, we are still going to be able to rejoice. What a marvelous God. I tell you, heaven is going to be a bliss. But he who does not believe is condemned already. So my friend, unbelief comes with risks. How great is the sin of unbelievers? God sent his Son to save us. That was dearest to him. And shall he not be dearest to us? Let us ask this question. If you are not a believer in Christ, God sent his only begotten son to save us. And you are saying, no, I don't want to know. How great is the misery of unbelievers? It's so sad for unbelievers. They are condemned already. It's not me saying, it's the Bible saying it, which means a present condemnation and a future condemnation. Those who reject Jesus as Savior also reject his provision and must bear the full penalty of their sins. My friend, you cannot wash away your sins. You either have to believe in Christ and trust in him for your sins to be forgiven, or you disbelieve and then you bear the penalty of all your sins. I think you will change your mind and change your actions right now. Those people who have shook their fist in the face of God and burned Bibles and blasphemed God and lived a life thinking, who cares what God's standards are? Those people will face the wrath of God, which means the anger of God. Those who say, I am going to engage in same-sex relationship. I am going to choose to be a woman today and a man tomorrow, and don't care. Those people, I assure you, they are going to be in absolute terror standing before the Almighty God after their lives here on earth. So, we Christians need to do everything we can to share the good news of the gospel with them. I love what Psalm 73 verse 28 says. It says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord that I may declare all your works. Believers must count their blessings by contrast with the conditions of the wicked who are far from God. We need to understand that it is good for us to be near God and to proclaim all of God's works. We can prepare to carry out this task by first drawing near to God. That's what we got to do first. Your relationship with God will make you know what you got to do. When you find that your trust is in the Lord and you find relationship and you draw near to him, all of a sudden you have a different purpose, my friend. Believers today do not know everything. Yes, nor can we solve every problem that mankind is facing. But we know the omniscient God. We know the one who knows everything and can solve every problem. Therefore, it is our privilege to tell others about him and introduce them to him. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's the instruction Jesus Christ gave to us before he ascended into heaven, recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, which is popularly known as the Great Commission. We need to indulge in this. We don't want people to perish. God doesn't want anybody to perish either. We have been assigned an assignment on this earth. And it's not about what you have, what you look like, or how you are seen, but changing people's lives and knowing that God is using you and you are making a difference and you are where you are supposed to be, doing what you are supposed to be doing, saying what you are supposed to say. It's so worth it, my friend. It's really fabulous to live a life like that. We need to proclaim the gospel to the lost. Let's continue to let the unbelievers know that they can have everlasting life only by faith in Jesus Christ. Whereas all those who believe not in the Son of God cannot partake of salvation, but the wrath or the anger of God forever rests on them. We need to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And if you have not received Christ, this is the time to do so. Do not delay. Pray this prayer after me, praying from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.